Aleph, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines to the bottom. Now, this Machlokes Rishayim, trying to learn the following Gemara. I'm picking a Mahalach of some of the Rishayim. I hate to use the word most because I didn't do a head count, but my guess is it is most, but again, we'll say some, it's good enough, of the Rishayim in understanding this Gemara. There are different opinions, there are different ways of learning, but we got to learn one way, so I picked one way. Amar Shmuel, Kitcha B'Tamara. If somebody is Mekadesh a lady with a date, Afilo Aymet Kur Tamarim B'Dinner. Even if a Kur Tamarim is 30 Saw. 30 Saw is, I think in the Dershu it said how many dates go into a 30 Saw, but it was a ton of dates. A lot of dates. Even if for a dinner, which is 192 prutas, I think it ended up being like 8,000 and some dates, but I don't remember correctly. The Dershu had a cheshbon. It doesn't make a difference for now. Even if you're Mekadesh with a Tamara, and it's a lot less than a pruta, Mekadeshes. She is Mekadeshes. Chashinon Shemesh Shava Pruta B'Bud. We're learning, you haven't given the Gemara not even a half a line. Chashinon Shemesh Shava Pruta B'Mudai. Because we're afraid that maybe this is worth a pruta somewhere else. We pick Mudai as a country. And therefore, since it might be worth a pruta somewhere else, we say, maybe, chashinan, maybe, we treat her like a suffix mukadashis, as the Gemara will explain. Now, there's a shaylin to rishayinim. Why? We're not in Madai. We're in Cleveland, Ohio. And in Cleveland, Ohio, the date doesn't, well, today maybe a date does cost a pruta. But in the days of the Gemara, a date did not cost a pruta. And less than a pruta is not a kedushin. So what are we worried about? This is a big machlokes rishayim. I'll mention two rishayim, and then I'm going to stick to one. I just can't not mention two rishayim. The Rambam holds that since the lady could take this to Madai, it would be worth a pruta, and it's something that will not spoil before it gets to Madai. Therefore, she's Mekudeshes. The Rambam doesn't say whether it's the Raisa or Drabanan. The Rambam just says it depends on the ability to bring this item to Madai. Since it's bringable to Madai, where it'll be worth a pruta, you can't ignore its value somewhere else, even though she's not going to Madai. But the very fact that it's worth a pruta in Madai makes us say, this lady might go to Madai, and it is worth a pruta. So therefore, she's Mekadeshes. Rambam does not say whether it's biblical or rabbinic. In the Rambam, there's a machlokes. The Ramban, the Rashba, and many other Rishayim learn this is the Takana Drabanan. And they learn this Takana Drabanan comes about because somebody from Madai might be visiting here. And he'll see you doing a Kedushin with a date, and he'll hear that it's not a Kedushin. And he knows that in Madai, this is worth a pruta. And he'll walk away saying that a pruta doesn't work for Kedushin. So the Rabbanan made a Kedushin Drabbanan, and they treat it like a Kedushin Suffolk. They didn't treat it like a Madai, as we'll see momentarily, because of the fear that somebody from Madai is here, will watch this, walk away, and think that pruta is not a good kedushin. She's really not a kedushin. It's not worth a pruta here. And ein l'mamon al mekayim v'shaytai. The Rishayim used that expression. Things are worth what they're worth here and now, not what they'll be worth in 60 years, and not what they're worth 60 miles away. It's what's worth here. And therefore, really, but the Raisa, these Rishayim say, and that's how we're going to learn the Gemara. But the Raisa, there's nothing to worry about. This is not a Kedushin. But somebody from Madai is visiting, and he's going to see that it's not a Kedushin, and he's going to say, Mazeh. And therefore, they made it to Kana Drabanan. At this point, we haven't determined yet, is it a Vadai or a Safa Kedushin? We will determine that in the next few lines in the Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
No, you answered my question.
Okay. Doctor Gemara Weiter. But the Mishnah says not to worry about it less than a pruta. To be a kedusha vadai daraisa, you need a pruta. Once it's less than a pruta, the rabbanon made it a kedusha suffik. That's again, it's a machlokes rishayim. I am picking sides in the machlokes rishayim. I don't like usually to pick sides, but I got to pick a side here, and I'm not going to go through the sugya three ways because it's going to confuse everybody. So we'll stick to this. The Drabbana made it a Safek Kedushin. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Doctor, I'm sorry for bothering you, but you were remiss today. Mamadai, Kalaimar, Mamokum Shane Tamara Mitsuyan. Now, Rashi's explaining why Madai. The Rashi, because when they're not common, it costs more. Prices depend on supply and demand, right? It's like eggs. You know what I mean? Tamarim and Madai are like eggs in Cleveland. Right? But Nantanan. In Boston, Limerkane. And if you're going to say, Shema Shava Bruta B'Madai, ain't Shear the Kedushin, then there's no Shear. So what is the Mishnah talking about a Pruta? There is no Shear for a Pruta. Habakadushin Vadai. Im Yeshna Shava Bruta B'Mkayma Habakadushin Vadai. And Vim Bo Acha V'Kitcha, and if somebody else made a Kedushin, Achakach, Mutaris Lurishin. If the Kedushin was a Pruta, and then a second guy came and made Kedushin, we say to the second guy, sorry, she's already a married woman to the first one, and she's put to the first one. Get But if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta in the place of the Kedushin, Kedushin vada loy havi levato Kedushin sheni. Somebody else now comes and makes a Kedushin with a Pruta, we can't say she's not Mukadeshis to the second one, because he made a biblical Kedushin. She's going to marry the second one because he's the one that made the biblical Kedushin. The first one only made a rabbinic Kedushin. So we tell the second one, we have to get a get from the first one before we allow you to marry her, because we're treating it as maybe she was Mekudeshes to the first one. The Chashinan Shem HaShav HaBruta B'Madai, period. The sheer Ahani Ludas, and what the Pruta does help us is to know Elu Hain Kedushin Gemurim. Shema'acha Shekidish B'Pruta B'Mkaimam, if he's Mekadosh with something that's about worth a Pruta here, Ain Gimgum B'Davar, then there's no doubt. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. The Raisa Kedushin needs a Pruta. Without Pruta, it's not Kedushin with the Raisa. The Rabbanon said, if somebody's Mekadosh with something less than a Pruta, we require a rabbinic get. She's not married to him. We treat it as a possible marriage. And therefore, if somebody else comes to make a biblical Kedusha now without Shmuel, we would say, the first one was nothing, zero. Because of Shmuel, we say, let the first one write a get before we let the second one marry her.
What if the second one's a coin?
Good question. I did not see it discussed. My guess would be he can't stay married to her, but it's a guess. Okay. I mean, I think it's... I feel comfortable with that guess. I usually don't like to guess, but on this I feel comfortable guessing.
The first
That's what I'm saying, right? What?
The first one would stay married.
No, he wouldn't be married. We have to do another Kedushin. He didn't do Kedushin. But the first one did. Can't work. It only works that we should not consider her a single girl at this point, because people might misunderstand. So therefore, be drabbanon, we say treat her as if she's might be married.
But she still lives there.
She's a drabbanon. It's not a deraisa. Again, by the way, this is one of the ways to learn the sugya. There are rishayim that learn this is a deraisa, and it would change the whole. Look at the sugya. But I got to pick one way, I picked that one. And that's what I'm going to stick to.
What got
Shmuel to even
say this?
Shmuel's a scholar, and he knows how to learn, and he therefore decided to say this.
No, but we saw from the Mishnah, not like that, right? So what got Shmuel to say something less than a pruta is still something? Fine, he's a scholar. What got him to say that?
He said it.
No, but something.
Well, the way I learned, the Rabbanim felt that people were in the town from a different country, and they misunderstand what they saw, and it leads to takala. So therefore, he said
what's
this halacha.
So you use more in Madai.
No, because the guy in Madai will go back and say that a pruta doesn't work, and it's not true.
And
they'll be Mekadosh with a Pruta, and they'll say she's not an anxious ish. Not everybody agrees to Shmuel.
No, this is
Shmuel's opinion.
I only brought up this part. Where did he see
that? He had no source. At least, I'll reword that. He had The Gemara does not bring a source. He is the source. He is the source. Yes.
Hi, you see this all the time. There has been an exchange of value. Now, about an insufficient value, but there has been, from a viewpoint of a bystander, an exchange of value. What are you going to do about that? As the Bible said, it's a reich get.
Right. Reich get, it's for the get. Right.
I mean, right. It's a reich condition.
Right.
We switched the sex before I was gone.
Don't think about that. You've been gone a long time. Don't think about that. Yes.
Is the value of the item for the purpose of kedushin purposes? Is it also frozen in? Is it also flexible by time as opposed to place? In other words, there's a spike in the cost of an item that normally wouldn't be worth a pruta because of a famine, and he uses that for kedushin. Normally, the value of that item is worth less than a pruta. Do we apply the same sort of thing?
Today, it's worth. The Rishayim say, again, these sheetahs in the Rishayim, they use a term in Hebrew, it depends on place and time. What is it worth today? If it's worth a pruta today, it's biblical kedushin. I don't care what it'll be worth tomorrow. Today, she can sell it for a pruta. She got a pruta. It plays
about the doubt. Well, we don't care about the doubt of the public that someone may think that it's not worth a pruta 2 years later.
No, that doesn't seem to be a concern. The concern was that it's not a pruta, again, rabbinic concern, that it's not a pruta here, but a visitor comes from a place where it is a pruta, and therefore will misunderstand and think that pruta doesn't work.
Right, and my question is, why isn't that a rabbinic concern when it comes to time?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yes.
So the prutas midrabbanon.
No, prutas are deraisa. That's what money is.
What was it before the shikvim kedushas midrabanan or midrabanon?
I have no idea what you're referring to. Something about right. Ahu gavra, there was a person, the agdish ba'avna de kochla. He was magdish a lady with avna de kochla. It's marble. That is similar to blue. Black similar to blue. What is he translated as? Blue marble?
Blue stone.
Blue stone. Rashi Avna de Kochla.
You skipped one section.
You're right. What do you mean? I did not skip. I learned the Mishnah part and I said, Hu Abakdusha Vada Abakdusha Zafik. I learned it.
There's a
Rashi.
The bundle of flock.
Oh, Zabda Dard. I'm sorry, I did skip. I apologize. Hu Gavra, there was a person, the Agdish Bezavda Dardi, with a bundle of Muchen is material. I don't know which material it is. It could be cotton.
Flock.
What?
It says flock.
Flock?
Mattress stuffing.
Okay. Makes good. That's what it is. Rashi says, Aguda Shamuchen. A moich. You know, you ever hear a lady uses a moich? Moich comes from using a piece of material. That's what it is. Anyway, weiter. He was Mekadosh with a bundle of this Muchen. And Yasser Rav Simi Bachir Kamei Nerav, Kamayim Ba'iz Ba'shavar Pruta Yilashma. And he wanted to find out whether what he gave her was worth a Pruta or not. So the Gemara says, why did he care? Didn't Shmuel say anyway, even if it's less than a pruta, she's mukadeshes? So the Gemara, like kasha b'kedusha vada b'kedusha suffik. He wanted to know whether she's married b'vadai or it's a rabbinic fear. Rashi, and the answer is, you still want to know if it's worth a pruta, because if it's worth a pruta, she's biblically married. If it's not worth a pruta, then it's a rabbinic fear that we don't let somebody else marry her until the first guy gives her a divorce. But she's not married. What? It might be worth a pruta somewhere else. We never know. You never know. Yes.
Well, this is problematic. This is a very different case because what you do, what this essentially is, unprocessed cotton or unprocessed wool, it's just fluffy stuff. But so what one does when one buys flock, one invests one time in it and turns it into fabric.
Yeah, but it has a value now.
It does have a value now, but the person is buying it for the value later. So
that doesn't make a difference. Kedushin is with value now.
Right. What you said earlier as far as time and place.
Right.
Would seem to apply that, you know, when they're talking about it, must be the value as unprocessed material.
Correct. The word flock means unprocessed material?
This is a term which you
have. I didn't
ever
know that.
The top of your map is a
magic. Shmuel's thing, it seems like what we're saying now is that he didn't know for sure that Madai, it was like that. He was saying he used Madai just as a...
Well, he picked Madai, Rashi said, because they don't have an abundance of dates there. Therefore, the price is higher. Might be higher. Correct. Yosef Rav Chisda v'kamashar b'aitzer. Ahu gavad ha'agdish b'avnat d'kukhla. He used blue stone. Really, Rashi calls it marble. Yosef Rav Chisda v'kamashar loy. He is me'shaber buti and iloy loy. Frank the Gemara v'ilas me'shaber buta loy. V'amr shvul chashinon. Now, the Gemara could have answered the same answer gave till now. But the Gemara answers what knew to be the truth. Rav Chisda loy saber loy the shvul. Rav Chisda does not hold of shvul. He doesn't agree to that. He does not hold of that rabbinic takana. You don't worry about what it is somewhere else. And I don't care if there are people here, that's their problem. We don't make such a takana.
He's not married.
Not married. I mean, he did. Now, the Gemara could have answered, he asked about that suffix. But the Gemara answers you the truth. We know Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Shmuel. Correct the Gemara. The Gemara continues the story. Amrilayime. So the mother of the man says to Rav Chisda, "Bahu yaima the kid should have a beishav pruta. You should know today it's not worth a pruta, but that stone was worth a pruta on the day of the wedding."
Harvey's question.
It was worth a pruta the day of the wedding. So therefore, she is definitely mukadeshes. Amalei lavko kamina v'dasul basra. Somebody else did Kedushin. You want to claim that she was married to the first one that was worth a pruta. Who are you to tell me this? You're not Adam. If two Adam would come in and say it was worth a pruta, then we got a problem. But who are you? You can't ask her in the second one. Now, if she hadn't married somebody else, then we'd maybe take it differently, your testimony. But she's married to somebody else. You want to break up a marriage based on your saying that it was worth a pruta then. We don't know that as a fact, only based on you. That's not enough to break up a marriage. It's like an Ein Echad trying to break up a marriage. We don't break up a marriage based on an Ein Echad. Rashi, look, Rashi, Zomer Shmuel, Hodlo, Chashin, I'm sorry.
But the first wedding, they were Adim at the wedding.
Right.
They were asked, is this what...
No, they were not asked. We don't know. We weren't there. How do you know they were asked? That's what they do today. Thank you.
Rabbi, this is a different answer than I thought you gave me a minute ago.
Right. And put it that way. Had nobody showed up and claimed anything, and Rav Chisda determined it's not worth a pruta, she's married to the second guy, and we don't care about anything. Which is what I answered you. Now, the problem is, a lady came and claimed that it was worth a pruta. It wasn't that we know that. We don't know that there was a price change. If we knew it was worth a pruta on the day of Kedushin, she is married to the first one. This is what I told you.
Aha, so it's not a matter of fluctuating. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of the assessment at that time that they're arguing.
Exactly. Rashi, Avna de Kuchla Shaya Shachar, black marble diamond lekhoel. So we call it blue. In Hebrew, modern Hebrew, kheel is blue. I think that's what it is. I don't know what they say in the modern Hebrew. In Lashon Kodesh, kheel is blue today.
Blue black.
Blue black?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
kheel
on
Svasayim? That's kheel. This is kheel. Yasser Rav Chisda of Kamayan.
But I have a question.
Please don't
waste time. Does it matter if it was a
No. Now we're trying to figure out why Rav Chisda is checking it out. Let her go marry, do another kiddushin. Waste your time trying to figure out if it's a pruta. Answer is somebody else married her since then. So we have to figure out who is the husband. So that day was worth a pruta. You're not believed. You can't ask her to the second husband by your claim it was worth a pruta. And Rav Chisda makes a comparison. Now, before we move on to the comparison, I just want to say one thing. And that is, this is a big shaila in Achrayim, but I'm going to pick one again, picking one mahalach. Edom see a man being Mekadosh a lady. Do the Edom have to know the value of that item? Or can that be determined later on? They see the act of Kedushin. Do they have to know that the Kedushin was valid? Or they just have to know that it was an act of Kedushin? The validity can be determined afterwards. Let me try to explain. Let's say that on the morning of Aleph Adar, somebody was Mekadosh a lady, was an Avnei Shayish de Kukla, right? Was a piece of black stone, blue stone, whatever you want to say. The Edom have no idea what it's worth. They finish the Kedushin. The rabbi goes and calls in a guy who knows prices and says, how much is this worth? They say, it's worth the pruta. Now, the Edom didn't know at the time of Kedushin what it's worth, but they can testify that they saw the guy hand her that thing, and we now know that it's worth a pruta. Or do the Edom have to know at the time of Kedushin that it's worth a pruta? This is a big shaila in the Achrayim. One of the rayas they bring that they don't is this Gemara. They say that the Edom don't have to know what it's worth. They have to know the act took place. Whether it's a valid or invalid Kedushin will depend on circumstance. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out whether it's worth a pruta or not. We're going to re-passing that the lady does not have to know how much it's worth. Again, it's a piece of stone, not a ring. Yes.
We are actually skipping something which I don't know if the Gemara will cover or not. We have talked about time, we have talked about place, but we've also talked about relative value of person. For instance, I have a first edition of some T.S. Eliot's essays. It was worth a great deal to me. I don't think it's worth that much to anyone else in the room.
They did got discussed about Chesem and Aleph.
Okay.
I was an Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't here, but it was discussed in Chesem and Aleph.
I was in the land of sunshine and so, if it is worth a pruta to anyone?
I didn't go through the sugya on Chesem and Aleph. We'll assume now that it's worth a pruta to everybody. But I'm not going to get involved in that. Yes.
What were the Edom's to?
Act of transfer of the stone from man to lady, and he said, Ariat Mukadeshisli, Bekuch Lazu, Beshayish Zu, Gedatsamash of Yisrael.
And that makes it into a marriage.
Again, I said it to Machloikas. I'm not prosecuting Aloha Lamaisa. One of the riots is they bring this Gemara, yes.
And it never has to be determined. You can go through.
That's not true. No. Of course we have to know afterwards.
She might get divorced and marry somebody else.
But she might marry somebody else without getting divorced.
No, she can remain married to this one man.
No, she can't, again. If it wasn't worth a pruta, she's not married to him.
So it has to be determined then.
Again, yes.
She can't have Yichud with him.
The case of the Gemara is she married somebody else right afterwards.
Right.
So we want to know, with a real pruta.
I'm asking about if she didn't marry somebody.
She would have to determine beforehand. If not, we have a suffix condition, correct? Dr. Gemara Weiter. Lav Haina the Yehudas, the Visud Rav Chia. So Rav Chisda makes a comparison to the following story. Yehudas, the wife of Rav Chia, Havas Latzar Leda. She had two sets of twins, and she suffered terribly at childbirth. So she tried to get out of being married to him. She didn't want any more children. She couldn't. The pain was terrible. She had terrible tzar leda, and she suffered terribly. Now, I don't know at what point in the marriage she asked for this, because Gemara Yevamos talks about that at a certain point in time, she made herself not able to have children after she had two sets of twins, two boys and two girls. And Rav Chiya said, I wish I had another set. But she went through two sets of twins, and she had a terrible time later. Now, I don't know if this story that we're saying now, which is a different story, happened before she had both sets of twins, after she had both sets of twins, I don't know. But obviously she had some birth because she had terrible pain, and she needed to get out, so she was trying to get out of the marriage. So she said to him, Amrlai, she said to her husband, Amrlai, my mother told me, you know, your father married you off to somebody else when you were a little girl. So really, you couldn't have married Rav Chiya. You were already an ageless ish. So you're really not married to Rav Chiya. That's what she told Rav Chiya. I'm just telling you a story. Hate to break the news to you. Your mother is not believed to say that she married, that your father married you off. Your father would be here and he said it. We'd have a problem. Your mother is telling us hearsay. Hearsay is not enough. It's not enough. She's not capable. A father has the ability to marry his daughter off. And even then, we would have problems now. She's married to somebody else. But your mother, for sure not. You're telling me that your mother told you. You know what I mean?
Father would be okay.
It's a big shayla, but I'm getting involved. It makes Shabbi Anav Shekhatich of the Isura. There's a problem here. If she would say, I know my father married me off, which I don't know how she would say, there's a concept that if a woman says, I was married, she makes herself into Isser. We're going to have that later in Kedushin. So here we're avoiding that, but she's never claiming that she knows she's married. She's saying, my mother told me. Well, your mother told you, have fun. And Lamai says she stayed married to Avchia, right? So it wasn't like, you know, this was her way of getting out of the marriage, and it didn't work. Rashi. She used to give birth to twins. Two sets of twins. Period.
So we're comparing
to
the mother. The mother's testifying.
The mother's not here. It's not even the mother testifying.
Yeah, but that's the comparison that we don't believe in.
Exactly. That we don't break up a marriage based on somebody claiming that something happened earlier. Amrlai Rabbanan
L'Rav Chisda. If the mother was there.
No, because the lady was here and claimed that it was worth a pruta, and we didn't listen to her either. Amrlai Rabbanan L'Rav Chisda. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Chisda, Amai, why are you ignoring the fact that it might have been worth a pruta on the day of the marriage? You're dismissing this woman's testimony. Ha'ika edis, Amri, iki sadi be'idis, the yadi debahu yaymah be'shava pruta. There's a kail, there's a rumor here that there are two witnesses in the city of Idis that are willing to come and tell us that it was worth a pruta. We don't know for a fact that these witnesses exist, but the rumor in town is that... Again, the rumor in town is that there are witnesses there.
Right. What is the word rumor?
That's how the Rishonim explained it. Because how do you know they're witnesses? Who said they're witnesses?
They're witnesses to value, not to wedding. Right?
Right. Zog to Gemara, Rav Chisda answer them, Hashtamiya less to come on. They're not here. I don't care if there's a rumor. I don't hear witnesses. Lav Hainu Rav Chanina. There's a story of a woman that was captured. Now, the halacha is a captive woman, if we know she was captured, she becomes usher to a kayan, because we assume that the guy had a relationship with her. If she tells us, I was captured, but I'm tahar, and we had no other knowledge that she was captured, then the halacha is, she's believed. This we had back in Masechta Ksubas. Woman walks in and says, Nishbesi Tahirani, she's believed. If Adam tells her she was captured and she claims Tahirani, she's not believed. A woman, the case is there, is walking in. Shmuel's daughter got captured. We had this story in Masechta Ksubas. They brought him to Beis Medrash, and she left her captives outside, and she walked in and she said, Nishbesi Tahirani. So we believed her. So somebody said, there's a rumor out there that Edom know that she was captured. In Istan, there's Edom that know that Shmuel's daughter was captured. So we have a rumor to the fact that she was captured. So how can we believe her to say to Hairani? So Rav Chanina answered, because you have a rumor about witnesses somewhere else, you assume that they're witnesses? We don't see the witnesses here. You ignore them. So Kavchizda, rumor about witnesses doesn't create witnesses. You need witnesses. A rumor about witnesses, we ignore. Just like it was ignored over there in the case of Shmuya. There was a rumor that there's witnesses that know Shmuel's daughter were captured. We have nobody here to tell us. Let me finish. Right, there's a rumor. And Rav Chanina said, rumors don't create reality. We don't have witnesses. The only one that told us she was captured is her herself. The rumor's ignored. So just like over there, we let her marry a Kayan. And we ignored the rumors of the existence of witnesses, which if it had been true, we would not have let her marry a Kayan. Same thing here. We don't have witnesses that say it was worth a pruta. We have rumor that it was witnesses. We don't take rumors seriously. You have to give me a few more lines. Zakti Gemara, Abai and Rava, Lo Yisrael Lo Halor of Chizda. Abai and Rava say, no. Imekilu b'shvuya, the menav l'navshaga b'shavoy. By captives, we don't write about a rumor about witnesses because we're dealing with the worst case scenario is that she might have had a relationship with a guy. We don't know. The rumor doesn't say she had a relationship with a guy. The rumor just says she was captured. Captives make themselves as ugly as possible. There is a good chance that she didn't have a relationship. So you want to rely on rumor about witnesses that she was captured and therefore assume intimacy, which is another jump. We don't do that. Machaikin here, Hikelu ben Nekel ben Shesish. There's rumors out there and witnesses say that it was worth the proof, so we're dealing with a suffocatious ish. And therefore, they disagreed with Rav Chisda's comparison. They say the rumor about witnesses does make a problem. We can't let her stay married to the second husband. She might have been married to the first husband. There's a rumor that witnesses know it's worth the proof of the day of Kedushin. Dr. Gemari is story by Himishpoka Besuryam. There was family left of this second marriage, because how long is the past and she can stay married to the second guy. And some of the family was left. Well, Parshu Rabbanamina. Rabbanam wouldn't marry into that family. Because they said, who says it wasn't an Aegis Ish? There were rumors it was worth a bruta. The Lab Mishum the Shreel of Kishmul, not because of the rabbinic concern, Shamashava Prutam Mimadai. Mishum the Shreel like Abaiva Rava. They had problems. If people were telling you that there are two Edom somewhere that know it was worth a pruta, don't let her stay married to the second one. There's a rumor that there's witnesses there. How can you ignore that? Rav Chisda said, we ignored witnesses in the case of the captive, rumor about witnesses, so we ignore rumor about witnesses here. And Abai and Rabbi say, you can't compare the two. Being captured doesn't mean she's usher. Being an HSS means she's usher. Can't compare HSS to Shuya. And therefore, they felt that she cannot stay married to the second husband. Now, Locha was like Rav Chisda. He was the Rav. He passed and she's mutter to stay married to the second husband. They had a family. And Rabbanon didn't marry into that family. What? Rabbi and Rabbi disagreed with Rav Chisda. Yes, they didn't listen to the psak. Correct.
This is whole telling is about him, the coal or not.
So I was very careful. The Rishayim asked you, Akasha, that we had this shaila and gittin about Maksukin and Kala, and the answer is, there it was that we didn't know a Maitse Kedushin ever took place. The rumor was there was a Kedushin. Here we know an act of Kedushin took place. It's only to ascertain the value of the item, and therefore we take rumors differently here than there.
And this Shmuya, if she was raped, there's consequences also.
If she was raped, yes. We don't know that she was raped, and the call doesn't say she was. The call just says she was captured. And we know captives make themselves look as ugly as possible. That's a fear. That's not an assumption. That's a chashash. And because of that chashash, we ask her to a kayin. We don't know. It's not definite. Adarabba, we have something that tells us that it didn't happen. What?
Not
Not probable?
Not even, probable? maybe, possible is the word, not probable. This lady makes it look as ugly as possible. She tries to get that captive not to think about her. That's enough that knowing she was captured, it's not 1 + 1 = 2.
Don't we know that she ended up marrying, Shimon's daughter ended up marrying?
This is the story. This is that story. Because before she ended up marrying the Kayan, they told them, how could you be mantra to a Kayan? There's Adam over there that said she was captured. And if we know she was captured, we don't let her marry a Kayan. She claimed to Hirani. She was a frum girl. But we don't believe her. We only believe her if she's the one that told us she was captured. So the question is she the one informing us, or did the rumor inform us? And we say we ignore rumors. So Chizda said, you see, you ignore rumors about the existence of witnesses. And Abayin Rava said, don't compare Shvuya and Eish HaSish. And the guy stayed married to her, and had kids, and a family, and Rabbanan didn't marry into the family. Now, according to Shmuel, they shouldn't have married into the family anyway. Because even if it wasn't worth a pruta, the Rabbanan make it sound like a suffer kedushin, shema shema pruta b'madai. But that's not the reason they stayed away. They didn't accept Shmuel. But they accepted Abai Varava, that Eish HaSish is different. There's a rumor there were witnesses. Yes, doctor.
How many years after Shmuel was with Abai Varava?
Well, I'll try to figure it out.
It's a good period of time.
Rava was born the day Rav Yehuda was Nifter. That's a Gemara conclusion, by the way. And Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. And Rava was born the day he was Nifter.
So his second generation after.
Yes, second generation. But Rav Chisda was Rava's Rebbe. Rav Chisda's first generation. Rav Chisda's Rava's Rebbe. Rav had a Talmud named Rav Huna. Rav Chisda was a Talmud Chavar of Rav Huna. And Rava was a Talmud of Rav Chisda. Famous story, Mar Baba Basra. Rav Chisda was sitting with his daughter on his lap. Well, I don't know if she was on his lap. And he asked her, who do you want to marry? And Rami Bar Chama and Rava were there. She said, I want to marry both. And Rava said, I go last. Rami Bar Chama married her. He died, and then Rava married her.
So we are dealing with Beis Din, which occurs later, reversing Beis Din prior.
Well, Abai and Rava and Rav Chisda overlapped.
Rebbe, you said over here we listened to rumor to break up the marriage, right?
That's what Abai and Rava felt. That we should not let him stay married based on the fact that there are Adam. We have a rumor that witnesses say that it was a valid condition to the first husband.
So, that's like that's a very different Gemara than the one in Gittin.
That's what Rabbi Cohn asked. And the answer was, there we didn't know an act of kedushin took place. The rumor was telling us that somebody married somebody. Here, we have a knowledge that he handed her something. We know the item he handed her. We're just questioning what was the value that day.
Okay. So there's
some
rumors.
That's what the Rishayim said. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Kibbutz Bechavu and Kedusha Beishacher Baal Zerasulach. Yidis, Shemakim, Vaitzayim Hoye Bekad, they were here at the day of Kedusha, Vaucholem. Reb Chanina Beksubas got the Benas of the Shmuel, the daughters of Shmuel, the Ishtabim, got captured. Beisinu Lubei Medrasha, they brought him to the Beis Medrash of Reb Chanina. Velkminu Lushvoye Avroi, and they left their captives outside. Ha Amran is Beisatayrani Vechaydidach. Both daughters walked in. They both said about themselves that they were captured by the Tzar. V'tiram l'kuna. And Reb Chanina was mata them to kuna. Amalei l'Reb Chanina. There's a rumor out there that Adam saw them get captured. And if we have Adam that says she was captured and then she claims she was clean, she's not a menace. V'amar l'hu, hashtami l'esnahu. They're not here. I don't hear anybody testifying she was captured. Venatiraim, and we are matter them to kahuna. Eidel b'tzad istan, ruach tzvaynis. Istan means in the north. Ve'enim bo'em emidim, they didn't come and testify. But t'yazer, bit me a question mark. They did not consider it to be matur because they were worried about the Edom in a different place. She got married to somebody else and gave birth. Wasn't a fear of Shem Shavar Puta B'Madai. Shesiru Abai the Rabba, the Kiva Dikasadi B'Idis, there are Edom somewhere else, Lema Kalina Bober Nabekum. Dr. Gemara, right. Next story.
When Reb Ilish was the bird, whose daughters were that?
Reb Nachman's. Different story. Right. Dr. Gemara, right. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Agdish B'Shutisa, the Asa B'Shuka. He used a Ra, what's it called? One
branch.
What?
Branch of a myrtle.
Branch of a myrtle tree, and he was Mekadesher in a marketplace, in an open area, middle of Grand Central Station. Shokor Avakar Barhunu Lekamedur of Yosef Kai Gavnamai. And it was not worth a pruta here. He wanted to know whether we paskin like Shmuel or we don't paskin like Shmuel. It was not worth a pruta in the place that the Kedusha took place and the time that the Kedusha took place. But somewhere else, it might be worth a bruta. Erev Sukkos, it might be worth a bruta, I don't know. Hadas. Shalach Lei, Nogde Karav.
Every time something like this happens, it's not like Shmuel says every time it'll be a Sunday Kedusha no matter what.
We would make it yet, yeah.
Every
correct.
Time.
You
every
just
time.
Said it. 100%.
No, I don't want people to think it's because he knew.
No, nothing new. Every time. You're 100% right. Rabbi Cohn is 100% right. It's on tape.
Why are we focusing on the marketplace?
Why did he do it?
Why are we focusing
on it? Oh, you'll see it in a second.
Okay, many gifts. How many people were there?
Shalach Lei, so Yosef sent him back. Nagde Karav. Give him Malchus for doing what he did, like Rav said, which we will see in a moment. The Yitzchak Gittik Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel, and therefore make him give again. But besides that, by the way, give him Malchus for doing what he did. What did he do wrong? The Rav Mangid al the Mekadesh B'Shukah. Rav used to give Malchus for somebody that did Kedushin in the middle of a marketplace. It's Pritzdik. You marry in private. You marry in a secluded area. You don't do Kedushin in the middle of Grand Central Station. What? It's a rabbinic Malchus. What?
Right now, people get married in front of thousands of people.
In a secluded area, in a chuppah. Not in the middle of this. Not in middle of Grand Central Station. Not in Tachna Merkezit.
What is that?
Baal de Mekadesh Bebiya. And he also gave Malchus to somebody that was Mekadesh Bebiya. The reason being, some say it's because it's preacher's dick, but that's a little bit of a problem, because the bottom line is that Yibum has to be done, and in front of Edom have to see the Yichud going into a room of Shebiya, so what's wrong? So they say because marriage is a process, and Rav felt the guy who jumps the process deserves Malchus. Marriage is a process. You work your way towards the intimacy. You don't start that way. And therefore, he felt that even though the Torah says it's about Kedushin, you shouldn't be doing it that way.
What's the matter with Mekadesh B'Shukah? Other than, what is the matter with it?
He did Kedushin in the middle of the marketplace.
And he gave her the ring?
Yeah.
And the Torah acted possessively?
Uh-huh.
And that's Prince of Dick?
Yes. Kedushin is done in private, in a secluded area.
If you have 1,000 people in a secluded
area. Again, I don't know if you were, he just asked that question.
I don't know what the answer was.
That it's a secluded area. It's not in the middle of a Grand Central Station. You go to a side and people come and watch, that's their business. It's under a chuppah. It's not in the middle of the street.
Because it's a different category of being more covetic or?
It's more tzniastic. More private. By the Makadish Beloy Shiduchi.
Why do we get married outside?
This is what the guy did. What you're asking is called the Kasher
Amaisa. I'm saying nowadays, I to get married outside.
That's Tachas Kippas Hashemayim. That's an instinct that we want a chuppah to be under the sky. Again, I'm just telling you what it says. Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. It's up to Rashi. Mishum tisa da'asa b'shevet b'atshel hadas, a branch of a myrtle tree. Nagde karab mishum pritzusa the kaddish b'shuka, and he did kedushin in the marketplace. V'atshel chaygita embos l'nasa l'achik shmul, v'amir chashin n'shem m'shavar putim b'madai. The Rav Mangid mishum pritzusa. He gave Malkus because of pritzus. And he gave Malkus for a list of things. We'll see later on that not everybody agrees. According to this version, Rav gave Malkus to somebody who did kedushin b'shuka, but the mekaddish would be up. By the Mekadesh Beloy Shiduchi, anybody did Kedushin without getting engaged first. Again, jumping the process. By the Mevatu Gita, somebody who's Mevatu a get without letting the woman know. He sent the get with a shliach, then he was Mevatu it. Meanwhile, the woman gets the get. That's terrible. So anybody who does that, he gave Malkus to. Rashi. He told the shliach, maybe people won't know. And Rashi says a big chash. The shliach knows that he made him bottle. The shliach will give it to her anyway. Tractite says, what do you mean? Why would the shliach do that? He was told you're not a shliach anymore. So Taisa says he was mevatel to get without telling the shliach. He did it back home. So there, Rav gave Malkus. The next case. Val de Masar Medo.
Yeah, Mevatel gets, I just want two witnesses to it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Val de Masar Medo Agita. What happened was, Bezim was forcing him to give a get. He informed people that when I say yes, I don't mean yes. And therefore, he's invalidating the get. And that Bezim wants you to give a get, and they're going to force you to give the get. Don't you dare tell witnesses that you don't mean what you're going to do. And if you do that, we give you a Malkus. Today, what we do is we make the guy be Mevatel any Moedah. We say that in case he ever gave a Moedah, he's now rescinding it. But in those days, I didn't do that. And therefore, Rav gave Malkus, yes.
I was thinking it through, so I apologize in some form, but we have a concept that marriage is at the pleasure of the Rabbanan. Therefore, but get is not?
Pashta's not. Pashta's not. There's a Pnei Shua in Gittin that says yes. But even the Pnei Shua agrees that it's so used so rarely that it's...
It seems that we've got the risk of mamzerim because the woman has a sheet of paper or whatever which says that she's free to anyone.
Again, it doesn't. Okay, I don't know what the answer to you. The answer seems to be that by get we don't employ removing a get rabbinically.
There are many things in this life I do not understand.
Add this to the list. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. Everyone.